Can I hear a motion to adjourn to a meeting of the delegates of the board as we look at PNB nominations?
Approved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, we're now convened as the delegates of the Pacifica Foundation.
Who made that motion?
Is that Adriana seconded the motion? Who made the motion?
I did. Sean McPherson.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
We got someone that's writing everything down. So, okay. So a number of nominations were forwarded. I'm going to read the names off and ask if you're accepting the nomination. Should you accept the nomination, then we will go to your comment period, which is up to 5 minutes, telling the board why you want to be on our national board. Teresa Allen, who was nominated by Egberto Willis, do you accept that nomination? Teresa?
Unmute, Teresa.
I'm sorry, yes, I do accept the nomination.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez, you were nominated by Susan Young. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes, I do accept.
Thank you. Paula Miller, you were nominated by Susan Young. Do you accept that nomination? Got to unmute, Paula. Paula?
I'm sorry. I got a lot of things going on. bypass me, please.
Okay, you're passing on that. Don't take too long. Venetia Williams, you were nominated by Susan Young, who must have been up burning the midnight oil. Do you accept that nomination?
Susan, thank you for the nomination. As always, no, I do not accept.
Thank you. Susan Young, you were nominated by Lillian Kerr. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Ted Weiskel, you were nominated by Adriana Casanave. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. Adriana, you were nominated by Nancy Saibarnart-Tomey. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. And Nancy Saibarnart-Tomey, you were nominated by Adriana Casanave. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And then on the staff side, Wally James, you were nominated by Lillian Kerr. Do you accept that nomination? Wally? Got to unmute, Wally. I don't hear Wally, so we'll come back to that in a second. Mike Lewis, you were nominated by Teresa Allen. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Egberto Willis, you were nominated by Teresa Allen. Do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. Coming back to Paula, have you had time to think about that question, Paula? Paula Miller, do you want to go forward?
I sent an email. I decline.
Okay, thank you. I'm going through a process here.
Oh, okay, thank you. Decline.
I know. Some people would consider it a waste of time, but I think it's important that we hear that you, at least you got as far as being nominated and other board members think that highly of you. Very important. Wally James, are you still on the call and do you accept that nomination? I did receive an email from Wally and a phone call from Wally saying that he did not want to go forward. And since he's not with us on this call at this point, I'm just going to put an X by his name. He comes on later and tells me I'm full of it. Well, he'll get a chance to speak. So now I'm going to go down this list in the order that I called you and that you accepted and take up the 5 minutes to tell us why you want to be on the Pacifica National Board. Some people feel this is the most important decision we will make all year. Teresa, you're up. Teresa Allen. Got to unmute. I can see you. Teresa? Teresa?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have been actively involved with Pacifica since 2002, and I was seated on the Pacifica interim PNB, which voted on the bylaws that we use today. I helped establish the Pacifica affiliate program and helped start several radio stations. I have served on the PNB coordinating committee, personnel committee, audit committees, affiliate and archives task forces, and the finance committee when I was KPFT's treasurer. Whether or not I've been on the local station board, I've actively served on KPFT development outreach. Our Pacifica mission says that our primary function is educational, and I'm most concerned that Pacifica's program be progressive and encourages dialogue and innovation and problem solving. Programs should instill civic mindedness and engage listeners. Pacifica is no one community demographic, but all the best of all of our listeners sharing and collaborating. We are no one station, but the exponential return on sharing and collaboration among all Pacifica stations and affiliates. Sadly, our service on the board has not always been productive. I have seen posturing and pettiness and power mongering and tribalism, and I've even kind of lost my cool at times, although I've tried to rise above this. Locally, we have lost a lot of credibility when we focused on kind of defensive parliamentary maneuverings rather than on an attitude of cooperation and goodwill. Clearly, I support a governance structure that works efficiency, and I love working with people that have that attitude of, hey, let's create something good. I will serve on the PNB to raise money, contribute to strategic planning, support capable staff, assure fiscal responsibility, and grow the listenership. I encourage anyone, if you have any questions, I don't think it's appropriate to leave my phone number on this open meeting for all the public to hear, but I would welcome anyone to, if you have questions or concerns, to call me directly, and you could get that by either contacting Robin Lewis that I work with a lot, or you could send it to lsb@kpft.org, and I would be happy to respond. And that's all I have to say at this time. Please give me your number one vote. If not first, let me have your second or third. So I guess there was more to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Best of luck. Marianne Martinez, you're up. Marianne? Can't hear you, Marianne. I see you.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
You're running for the board. Why are you running for the board? You have 5 minutes to tell everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm running for the board because, just a moment. My statement ready. I'll just be one moment here.
Do you need more time? We can come back to you.
Yeah, can you come back to me?
Yes, I'll come back to you. Is that okay? All right. Susan Young, why don't you go ahead and then we'll come back to Marianne.
Great. I'm Susan Young. And as many have said, many running today, we are at a really, really critical juncture for Pacifica and for KPFT. Nothing says that more dramatically than the fact that our building has been sold and the plan. Can somebody please mute? And the plan for how we keep the station going is in flux. Would someone please stop ringing? I'm afraid that I find that to be, it upsets the little gray cells to have somebody ringing. At any rate, it's a critical time. I think we need people to go to the PNB who are already very familiar with Pacifica and with KPFT, know what the issues are ready to suit up, show up, and make a difference. You have to be strong. Felicitations to Sandy and to this board for operating this meeting very well. The things that I would hope to achieve as a PMB member are civil behavior, so that we get to hear all voices, not just the loudest one. Focus on the critical fiduciary responsibilities, which are financial management. We're in very, very difficult straits for that. And work oversight for a qualified, capable staff. I understand that there is a new executive director coming in. I look forward to working with that person closely. We have to save KPFD. We have to save the archives. And we have to do the best that we can in the midst of this very difficult circumstance, situation, to move KPFD and Pacifica into the more modern realm of communications. My qualifications for this: I served on the first LSB. The first year I was vice chair. Next 3 years I was chair. I was on the Pacifica National Board. I have been an executive director of or a board member for many, many nonprofit organizations, including the ACLU of Texas, Miller Outdoor Theater, the Houston Museum District, and many neighborhood organizations. I have a lot of experience with nonprofit management. I'm retired, I can give it the time, and I know what it takes to do this service. I hope for your vote. Please, like Teresa, I say, please vote for me 1, 2, or 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Marianne, are you ready to give your statement?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, I would like to ask for your vote to serve on the PNB of the National Board of the Pacifica Foundation. And let me explain why. I've been an active member of Pacifica, of the Pacifica community since the late 90s. And I've served as the vice chair of the interim LSB. I worked with other people on this board during an extended period of time to hash out and revise the Pacifica bylaws. I served as chair of the community advisory board for several years, during which time the community advisory board not only held town hall meetings, but provided management with community needs assessments, which were used as tools for the, for decision making. I have also volunteered in past years to answer the phones at the station, during the pledge drive. I've volunteered, doing outreach into the community and at events, and working as a I've also volunteered to work as a board operator there at the station. So I am familiar with the station and with what goes on there. And I'm hoping that you will give me your vote and support me as the as your representative on the Pacifica National Board. I guarantee you that I will be present at the meetings, and also that I will listen to your concerns. And I do want people on the local board to contact me. I will make my contact information readily available to everyone so that you will contact me and let me know what your concerns are, so that we can get this information and to get these concerns dealt with on the national level. And I want to say this, okay, and I hope it doesn't sound divisive, but first of all, I've never served on the PNB before, and I would like an opportunity to do so. But let me tell you that there's a saying that goes, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, okay? So I've never been on the board before. I'm asking you to give me a chance and see what we can accomplish together. Please vote for me. I do have the experience and the patience to lead at this challenging and difficult time in our Pacifica history. Thank you very much. And I hope you vote for me.
Thank you, Marianne. Good luck with this. You've got a long history with the station, no doubt. Ted Weiskel.
Please ask, why is Ted Weiskel mentioning Dwight Eisenhower and Socrates in a speech designed to solicit your vote for the Pacifica National Board? Many know of Eisenhower's military-industrial complex speech, but not its substance. Here are highlights. A huge increase in newer elements of our defense may be suggested, but each proposal must be weighed in the light of a balance between the private and public economy. Lack of good judgment produces frustration. Our military today bears little relation to that known by our predecessors. He said this in 1961. I think it's worse today. We annually spend more on military security than the net income of all U.S. corporations. The U.S. spends over $600 billion on defense. It represents half of all discretionary spending. Eisenhower said we must guard against the unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. We must never let this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. My response, I fear they have. Eisenhower went on to make this key point. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals so that security and liberty may prosper together. An alert and knowledgeable citizenry is where Pacifica should come in. When Eisenhower called for an alert and knowledgeable citizenry in 1961, he was speaking to our mission, to the mission of Lew Hill, the pacifist co-founder of Pacifica. Socrates advanced his method as a form of cooperative, argumentative dialogue to stimulate critical thinking to draw out ideas. Is the Pacifica National Board dialoguing enough about the arts? Are we doing all we should to produce an alert and knowledgeable citizenry? Are our five stations and nearly 100 affiliates addressing these questions with listeners? I suggest not enough, and not enough people are listening. What does Ted have to offer to change this? Please suspend your judgment until I explain my answer. Robert's Rules of Order. There is a horrible lack of knowledge related to Roberts. Ignorance stifles dialogue. As parliamentarian for the first PNB, after a court settlement that produced our bylaws, I saw this ignorance from unexpected sources. At the first meeting, former Washington, D.C. mayor and PNB member Marion Barry was going to lead without explanation. I feared others would follow and shared my concern. He said, I have to get to another meeting in D.C. What should I do? I told him he could return to his chair, interrupt the proceedings by rising to a point of personal privilege. He did and got a rousing round of applause. Former Houston City Councilman and KPFT broadcaster Gordon Kwan was shocked recently when I handed him rules for small boards and committees. Though to my knowledge he has never been on our board or a committee, He had no idea that motions in those bodies do not require a second. The rationale, boards and committees exist to hear all ideas so long as they are germane and not dilatory. I share this information to draw your attention to the fact that having a member who is knowledgeable about Robert's rules can help get the PNB past the rancor and to the political and cultural issues that motivated Lou Hill. Because of her institutional memory, I hope you'll cast your first place vote for Adriana Casanave and your second place vote for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ted. Adriana Casanave, you're up next.
You hear me?
Yes.
All of you know, and you know that I'm not a very good speaker, but that's why I wrote it to all of you. The main purpose of the board of directors is to guide the direction of the organization, planning the strategies, assessing the needs, envisioning the role of our nonprofit in the community it serves, and planning the way to achieve it. In 2017, the Pacifica National Board of Directors, gross mismanagement and lack of financial transparency resulted in a secret loan that used as collateral all the Pacifica Foundation assets without a repayment plan. I was one of the no votes on that loan. I understand my fiduciary duties as director are defined by the law, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, and the California Corporation Code for Nonprofits. The fiduciary responsibility and loyalty of a director is to the best interest of the foundation above the best interest of the station a director represents, or to any particular constituent element without the organization, which would include a faction. I was voted by the KPFT LSE 5 years in a row to be a member of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors. Nobody represents me. I make mistakes, but as my voting record shows, I do not follow anyone blindly, and I can proudly say that nobody follows me blindly either. I want to be part of the board of directors because I believe in the mission of the Pacifica Foundation. Today, that mission is more relevant than ever. The Pacifica Foundation mission is, among other things, to be an outlet for diversity of opinions and inclusion, for marginalized and non-commercial artists to engage in any activity that shall contribute to the lasting understanding between nations and between individuals of all nations, race, creeds, and colors. With your vote, I'm sorry, my phone is ringing. I will fight to keep the Pacifica Foundation and KPFT alive. Oversight is the number one board member's duty. Integrity, accountability, and transparency are not negotiable. My agenda has one goal, the survival of KPFT as an indivisible part of the Pacifica Foundation for generations to come. Thank you for letting me to read my point of view. And, you know, it's basically what I want to say. I'm a small business owner. I'm a permacultural designer. I'm a proud gardener. I have, like I said, my own business. And I think that sometimes maybe I'm not that good speaking, but I think that you can see my votes, what my positions are. I really would love for you to give me your vote. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Nancy Saibaran-Aratomi, you're up. Got to unmute, Nancy.
Thank you very much. Since 2009, I've been a volunteer at KPFT in every committee that I could get in except the building because manager was bringing donuts and I didn't want to fight my mother about the donuts. Anyway, so Dwayne Lark and Susie Moreno and I got on the same time. So for 12 years, I've been volunteering in committees and many national committees. I like programming, governance, but I've also done elections and audit. The national committees, listening to them, I like to do that. They go as long as we do, like 3, 4, 5 hours. And, I don't know how long they go in executive session. These are very, I want to make sure that everybody knows that. Adriana knows. I think the big problem in Pacifica is not enough financial transparency. And so because of that, there's a lot of fighting, a lot of politicking, a lot of pulling legs down, because there's a way to steal secretly when you do not have financial transparency. And I really have been asking this board to please consider putting all the donations, but not with the names, just like the membership numbers maybe, and the date, the show credited, the premium, so that the donors can see that their donations have been counted and all the expenses itemized, how much. And I think if we do that, all this angst that are in all five boards, by the way, will die away and we'll have more peace and we'll be able to work on programming. And our programming, we have to go digital. We have to go multimedia. We have to start doing a video on our online and do captions and do translations and get international audience. Because if we don't, we're not going to be able to survive very easily on grants. And actually, grants is a crutch. If you don't have good programming, then, you know, depending on grants is really hollow, isn't it? It means it's a crutch you need all the time. Okay, and I'd like to say that I think Adriana and I would be the best qualified because Susan, she gave a lot of time, but she's been out for 12 years. She's just coming back to the fold. And as far as LSB work, and Marianne has had only 1 month in a national committee, December, and she's had almost 2 years in an LSB. And Teresa has a problem with when I called her many times, and I had to remove her from the programming committee because she wouldn't come. And if you miss three times, you're removed. And she said, well, we have too many committees in national and I have a love life. And I don't know what she meant by that. But anyway, that's what, and Teresa for the last 2 years has not been posting a telephone number and a code so that the public can join on the development committee. So our development committee has always stayed very small.
One minute.
This is a violation of open meetings. So I want to tell you, Adriana is a journalist. She was a Spanish language newspaper reporter and photojournalist. And I asked her how many friends that she knew that she lost in the Argentina military coup. She said around 42. And so she has a little bit different way of thinking. And she went and did a director's inspection at all five stations on her own dime traveling there and to the national office. And she found overpayment of $30,000 to one KPFD staff. If she had not found that, Pacifica would have lost that money. But because she found the mistake, then Pacifica was able to recover it.
That's 5 minutes.
She also found, yeah. So anyway, this is a person that's very much dedicated. Please give Adriana your number one vote because if you want Pacifica to be saved, this lady will fight for it. And she hired a lawyer and she hired a financial person to help her do a better job in the She was in the finance committee. She was in all the committees. I've been in all the committees. Thank you. And I would like your number two vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, I did hear from Wally James by text. He's having trouble getting his vocals on this call. He does decline his nomination. So we have two more speakers on the staff side. Mike Lewis, you're up.
Okay. I've been volunteering and working at KPFT since 1985 with the prison show, and Ray Hill trained me how to pledge. He trained me how to be the voice for the voiceless. I've also worked with Captain Tom on the military show, and I'm reaching out to people here in Houston and across the country to be a voice for the voiceless that don't have a voice, ex-cons, former military, and to try to, you know, coax them back into society. And like I said before, I work with pledge drives all the time. I go out, and I've worked with the Deadbeat event. I worked with the Watermelon Festival. I've worked with the over at the KPFT prison show concerts that we had before COVID behind the building, and also the at the other events for the prison show, like a rehab bar. We put on an event there, worked heavily with that, and also worked with a lot of communities. I like to be diversified. I work with the rodeo committee, with the St. Patrick's Day festival, and also the Houston Art Car Parade. I've worked on that, and I just want to get out and work on the national level to promote KPFT. And the main goal is to keep raising money for KPFT. A lot of people have forgotten how to do that, and I'm just there to bring in Pacifica, and I want to work with the community. And please vote for me. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you stepping up to run. And then we have one other staff candidate along with Mike Lewis, and that's Egberto Willis. Egberto, you have the floor.
First of all, thank you guys for even considering me to be a member of the PNB. What I would like to bring to the PNB is, you know, somewhat different. First of all, as far as volunteering with KPFT, I've been a mainstay at KPFT with Politics Done Right now for some time, as well as during fund drives, coming in at 5 a.m. to make sure and pitch with quite a few of the other folks, as well as staying on to pitch with Amy Goodman. So, as far as fundraising, I think, we've all worked very hard in trying to bring, the funds to KPFT. One of the reasons I want to get on board is sort of to bring just a different flavor, to the board. As many of you know, I do a whole lot, above and beyond, Politics Done Right, and bring in the multimedia aspect to it. Something that I think that I can probably encourage others to bring to the board. But first and foremost, going to the board, I think I heard somebody say that they're first representing Pacifica when they go there. Yeah, we have to all represent Pacifica, but representing Pacifica really means that each individual station is self-sufficient and working appropriately. So my first and foremost goal is KPFT. And by that, I mean, I am 27 board members, 22 board members. I'm one of 22 board members. My thoughts are 122nd of the board, the LSV that is. And as a representative going to the PNB, first and foremost is being, bringing the will of this particular board to the PNB, and using whatever skills I have in an attempt to bring what we need, what we want, to fruition with whatever skills I'm able to try and use at all. I think over the years, I've proven that being on the boards of KPFT, on the boards of not only the Houston Peace and Justice Center, but Move to Amend, as well as the Houston Peace and Justice Center, as well as Daily Coast, Op-Ed News, and a few others, it gives me the expertise of working with not one kind of folk, but a whole lot of different folks in all areas. And I think demonstrably I've shown that with the way I deal with folks, which I think is something that we need here, not only here in KPFT, but throughout the entire network, folks that are willing to work with absolutely everybody without preconditions, work with everybody without judgment, and not make anyone, absolutely anyone, an enemy, but make everyone, I always say, like I said, politics and right, make everyone my friend, make everyone my family. And I think if one is able to do that, it is easier to get your point across. It is easier to get your will done. So I'm asking for your vote. If you want to make somewhat of a change, I think I'll be a change agent for you. So your choice. I'm willing to put myself out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Egberto, and thanks to all the candidates stepping up. Okay. We're in luck because Terry Goodman has joined the call, and I'm going to read a motion into the record here. Somebody would like to second this. I move that KPFT delegates hereby authorize Terry Goodman to conduct an email election by all currently serving KPFT delegates for the 2021 KPFT station representative directors using IRV for staff representative positions and STV for the three listener representative positions, with John Gary serving as assistant teller and secondary ballot recipient. The polls in these elections shall close. He has January 17th. I'd like to modify that to be January 19th, unless there is an objection somehow, something I'm missing, giving you 1 week, 2021 at midnight Central Time. If for some reason Terry Goodman or John Gary are unwilling or unable to conduct this election, the KPFT delegate chair or LSB chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. Can I get a second for that one?
Second. The motion.
Are there any objections?
Is there just
point of information, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I have a normally the boards need to have their full board to vote. Which has all of us has received the resignation from Cassandra Thibodeau.
No.
Our board. Yes, no. We just received it, all of us. Sandy, oh, I have
okay.
The right.
I'm not looking at my email.
I have the right to speak my mind. Thank you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And I believe that we should seat the next runner-up. She already sent to all of us, individually and the whole board, Ms. Cassandra Thibodeau resigned. The next runner-up is Sister Mama Sonia, and I believe that she is on the call, and I think that we should have a full board, the 24 members, to vote.
Okay, I appreciate that. I see a confidentiality agreement from Cassandra. I do see something here, so I also see a confidentiality agreement and a PNB statement also. Cassandra, are you on the call with us?
Mr. Chair, she wrote to the board because of time constraint and I must resign.
Okay.
And enjoy it. No, Sandy is doing a great job. You all are. Please take me off future emails. Thanks, sincerely, Cassandra Thibodeau.
Okay, thank you for reading that.
Thank you.
That's our process that you pointed out. So that's what we'll do.
Can we see then Sister Mama Sonia that is on the call right now? I can see her there.
Yes, I am on the call.
Thank you. Ted, what are your take on the rules here?
Well, I think she should be seated, but I would suggest that you just poll the body, and that's probably the best way to resolve this thing. I would assume that everybody agrees, but you shouldn't have to make a decision on your own.
No, I shouldn't have to make a decision on my own. I agree. I'd like to defer this for the moment, but you've pointed out something very good here. And certainly in the voting process, if we follow this procedure, Sister Mama Sonia will be included. So let us get some clarification around this. I've received a packet of emails from Cassandra, so I'd like to just get some clarification before we move forward. So for the moment, we'll leave things with one member short, and then next meeting we will seat Sister Mama Sonia if that's the appropriate thing to do.
I'm okay. Sorry, there.
Hold on. There's a motion on the floor.
I have a question. The bylaws are very clear, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you.
It's not up to us.
Adriana, thank you. Jane, go ahead. What's your question?
I have a question about the motion. At the very beginning of the motion, I thought I heard you say 2021, and I think you meant 2022.
2022, yes, ma'am. Thank you. My mistake.
Well, you never know.
Actually, what I got from Terry Goodman was that language, and it was from last year. So there you go.
Recycling it.
I'm busted. Yeah. Are there any objections to the motion as it sits?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ted.
I would like to put that motion aside to address the issue of the seating of Sister Mama Sonia, and I would like you to pull the body if you wish. You could hold her vote out as being provisional to be sure that Cassandra Thibodeau has stepped aside, but to deny Sister Mama Sonia any kind of a vote smells a whole lot like the South that I know Houston is in. But
okay. All right. You made your point. Thank you, Ted. Okay. Let's not go down rabbit holes. We'll do that. That's a good suggestion. That's what the chair rules, that the Sister Mama Sonia can vote here as a provisional vote, and we'll set that aside and confirm it once we have everything lined up. Okay. All right. Are there any objections to the motion? Ted, you didn't really make an objection. Hearing no objection, we'll vote by email with Terry Goodman administrating things, and we will have a 1 week period to vote.
A question, Chair Ancy.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a little bit confused. So, are we seating the next person tonight? Immediately?
No, we're taking a provisional vote that we're holding. Okay.
That's not in the bylaws.
Nancy, it's a moot point because there was no objection to the motion, okay? And as far as voting.
Well, I'm objecting because it says in the bylaw when someone is absent, a vacancy is immediately filled and she's here, so let her on. It's not like she's in another city and not paying attention. I mean, why are we stopping somebody from getting on the board?
Thank you. You made a very clear point. So let's not get raised voices. We're having a discussion. Okay. So provisionally seated right now is Sister Mama Sonia. I need time to clarify this with Cassandra and just make sure that everything is clear. It sounds very clear. So provisionally we will seat Sister Mama Sonia. Okay.
I object. She is a member now.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Are you challenging my ruling?
Yes. Why are we giving provisionally?
Okay. All right. You challenge a ruling, so we'll vote unless there's some discussion around it.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I believe that maybe what Nancy's saying, that doesn't exist a provisional. If you want to add there that if it's confirmed, like we all receive, that Cassandra Thibodeau is out, Sister Mama Sonia is on. That's all that need to be said. That's it. Because the bylaws are very clear. When somebody resigned, clearly the next runner-up is not up to us to decide.
Okay? Thank you. Yeah, Teresa, you have your hand up.
We can avoid the problem.
Yeah. Teresa, you have your hand up.